Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life at Dusk Live. This is your boy, Fetty J. Man, it is a beautiful Wednesday, a.k.a. Hump Day. You know how we do it, man. Every Monday through Wednesday, sometimes through Thursday, we get it in right here on the craziest shows on the air. Now, man, y'all definitely got to check out yesterday's show on TV3 Radio. Always pretty hot. Of course, you know, that's the other the better half of Life at the Dusk Live. And we get it in, man. Like, Lays definitely did a thing yesterday. And definitely got to check out some of the guests that are on there. A lot of fun with it. So I'm very crunk behind it. Today, man, it's kind of be open forum and kind of just chop in. You got anything you want to chop up? Anyone has anything to talk about the music they want to let everyone know about? They can call in. It's an open floor, so definitely, you trying to utilize a chance to talk about your single coming up, hit us up at 347-202-0389. That's what's going down. But before we do that, man, I'm about to be real silly, and I know it's one of the most annoying songs in the world. This is 2 days from now, man, we'll be here to celebrate this day. So if we go without further ado, I'm going to let her help us celebrate this day.
Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
it's Friday, Friday. That song is annoying. We're back on Life at Us Live, your boy Sadie J. But yeah, that was Rebecca Black Friday, man. It's ironic. I mean, you know, you kind of just want to throw. Oh, man, it's like that's one of the worst Fridays to ever celebrate. Thanks to her. Friday. Who wants to celebrate Friday anymore? Thanks to her. So, man, it's definitely crazy. Man, today, like I said, today's show is especially open forum. You got anything you want to chop about your music, you can chop it up. This is a chance to take advantage of that. And definitely, that's what's going down. But we're also going to be playing some different tracks throughout the night, from different genres, different types of the same genre or whatnot. And, man, one of this next song, man, I'm definitely going to say this is probably hands down. You know how there's always that song that when you hear it and when females hear it, it gets them, like, really crunk no matter what? Like, the song I'm about to play here in the feed is, like, no matter, it doesn't matter where I am, it's one of those songs that, you know, kind of like Juvenile Back That Ass Up. When females hear Juvenile Back That Ass Up, it's like saying, hey, if I've been dancing mood and I ain't been dancing all night, this is definitely a song that I have to dance in. This song right here, just to come up in a moment, is just like that. It gets the point, it gets the job done exactly the same way. And when females hear it, they get really crunk. And guys, thank me for it. So it doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter. It's just some songs that you play as a DJ as far as you're trying to get to make it a more environment to have females dance with guys, you know, and keeping less fights and more crunkness and. You know, that's more, yeah, it's fun. This is definitely one of those songs, and you'd be on and just a little bit. But I see people are laughing at me. Shout out to Juni saying she's laughing at me right now about my song choice. Y'all know me, man. Y'all know we listen to this show. Y'all should know better by now. Y'all never know what the heck I'm going to play. I'm going to do something really throwy. You just never know what's going to happen to me. I'll play some of the most off-the-wall crap and throw people off. I'm like, man, the heck, is this dude really doing this? Like, yes, I am doing this because I can do it. All right, so here we go. This is one of the hottest songs, by far one of the hottest songs in the club. Right now, man, it's been hot for a hot minute, so here we go. I'll let y'all figure out what it is. And, I answer the question of what it is. Afterwards, but I don't want to spoil a surprise, so here we go.
Nice little ass back there.
Booty me down, down. 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 Booty me down.
Booty me down, down. Booty me down, down.
down, down, booty me 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 down, down, down.
Now, for the next song I'm playing, this is like a really hot song out here in Texas right now. I would say down, but it is spreading all over the place now. It's hot. I've seen people from Houston get crunk to it. People in Dallas get crunk to it. Shoot, it's all over the place, man. People are on this song heavy, and on this groove heavy. Like, they put something out there, like, hey. It's kind of like the Case does. The Case does. He been like, every time he puts something out, he gets. It doesn't matter. Like, people, like, it's dope every time he plays something. So dude's doing something right. And I say shout out to him for that, because he's doing something right there. Hey, every time he puts something out, it's getting played. And I mean, this dude has put. I mean, when I say both of those types of people, individuals. They have continually, they put something out, and people feel it. It is exactly that way. Like, they're like, hey, I'm about to break this song. Now, this is this song here. I'm going to play it, and yeah, tell you what it is after this. So hold on. Here we go, and we'll be right back on Life of the Dust Live, your boy Teddy J. And maybe we'll get into some of the news for this week. Some more news. Let's go.
Boom, James.
You're a genius.
Well, let's get to the business. All you boys some snitches, and y'all trying to take my riches. Your girl grant my wishes. She came and did my dishes. Sending me hugs and kisses. But now all I'm just sitting. I'm a pimp, pimp, pimp. I'm a young pimp. Catch me eating all the bacon shrimp. Geeked up on the cloud. Write my name on the blimp. I'm just a young pimp, nigga. I'm just a young pimp. Bad blunts, no skill.
How you doing, baby? I'm a real deal. I built. I bought like the kill. fucking me pimps. From the H way back to D town. Your bitch was trying to get dick down, so we passed around like a rebound. I wish my ex hoes could see me now. His hoes keep them a couple stacks. Courtesy of my new hoes, they fucking niggas for they income tax. I'm track team toes, make my hoes work like a relay. Switch pimp shit by 2012. Don't sell pussy out eBay.
I'm a young pimp, just be eating all the like a shrimp. Kicked up on the cloud, write my name on the blimp. I'm just a young pimp, nigga, I'm just a young pimp. That's one of those skimp.
All right, that was Young Nation featuring DJ Chose and Charlie Boy. That was Peel. So yeah, it was pretty. Yeah, so that's one of those songs that it's not like the best song, but it just gets you current. Like that's the thing about sometimes some of the music is crazy. Like it just. It's not necessarily like the lyrics are like perfect or whatnot, but it's a good, fun song. I can say that. Like, that's one thing that I can't say. When I hear that song, I do get crunk. I want to be, but I'm crunk. I'm like, hey, can't even get crunk now. So, definitely crazy, you know, seeing that. You know, we're trying to hear that song and seeing the reaction from the crowd on that song. It's ridiculous. So, yeah, and shout out to later on the show, we'll be having a good special friend of mine. We'll be stopping through. He's a very good friend of the show. You know, a lot of y'all that are longtime fans of the show have probably heard him on here before getting it in. That's already interesting when he's on the show because he doesn't hold back just like every artist, every record exec, every DJ. Most of us that come in do not hold back. They let it be known. I love it. So, man, we have to go ahead and get to some of the crazy news that got going on, man. And, by the way, the news for today will be coming from our good old friends, in which our cover will be having a contest starting next week. Yeah, definitely got to be ready gear up for it. And they're actually part of the sponsors of it, internationalhiphop.com, which is your source for the hottest hip-hop news around the world. So, man, there we go, man. Let's go ahead and get to some of the big news that got going up. First up, 50 Cent has officially announced his fifth album title. Man, five albums. Man, that's pretty crazy. You're just looking back at the same. This man has put out five albums. And this is something that's been that long. Let's see. He officially doing a Hot 107.9 Philly interview. He revealed that the title of his LP, which is number five, would be Murder by Numbers. It's going to be set to drop on July 3rd. And, man, I guess this is going to be crazy, man. Like, you're definitely going to see what's going to go on with him. And can't wait to see how this is going to go down. It's crazy, man. And it was going to be a delay, actually. One of the reasons why he made the delay a little bit was the fact that his birthday is going to be on July 6th. So it kind of works out pretty well, man. Like, can't wait to see how it's going to go down. Of course, you got paid this to TV3 Radio yesterday. We chopped it up and told y'all about Oprah having him on her show, so that's going to be pretty interesting. So, yeah, definitely check that out pretty soon. All right. Another big news. Uno momento. Ice T talking about pop rap quotes, and he's saying rap is not pop. If you call it that, then stop. So definitely, I'm going to see what's going to come out of that, because I know, man, a lot of people are going to be going in on that. So I definitely got to predict. This is like, man, this is going to be crazy. I'm going to read this verbatim. According to him, you know, he's been making a point that he understands the current state of hip hop and, you know, what some of the artists are wanting to do, and feels that, hey, it's cool, but at the end of the day, if you want to be in these hardcore clubs where the real spirit is at, don't get mad if people don't feel it. Like, this is, you can't really do that. I mean, everything has its lane. Everything has a time and its place. And, I mean, that's the thing. Like, for instance, like, not everyone's going to be feeling Young Nation. Like, you go and say, hey, let's go throw it up in front of a certain group of people, and they're not going to feel them necessarily. So that's the thing. Like, at the end of the day, everybody has their own lanes. That's the thing about music. Music evolves into wherever it wants to be, and it evolves to the right situation at the right time, but you can't get mad if everybody doesn't feel it, because that's one thing that drives me nuts. Like, for instance, Nicki Minaj has stuff where I like some of her stuff, but I hate most of her stuff because of, I just don't like some of the style maybe that she decides to go in. And the fact that I have seen her on multiple occasions prove that she's a hot spitter, it annoys the heck out of me when she gets real corny. So I see on that, and y'all definitely gotta check that out, man. This is definitely one of those stories, man. A lot of people are definitely telling me this. It's really hitting people. Like, it's really getting to the point where it's getting low key annoying. All right, so let's see. As far as any other news coming out, let me go ahead and tell y'all about the contest that starts next week. Next week it'll be a contest because we, as y'all have noticed, and we're going to be doing this for a hot minute, but don't have a theme song playing for Life of the Dust right now. And that's because we are trying to get you guys in the mindset of getting the mind to say, hey, we need a new, there needs to be a new theme song. And the next thing, how are we going to do that is a contest that's been going on, and we're going to be carrying it on through the rest of the month, where artists can, you can sit in a 60-second, it can't be any more than 60 seconds, 60-second theme song for Life of Dust Live. Whoever wins gets to get featured on internationalhiphop.com and also gets their music featured on mixtapeseries.com. So definitely some really hot stuff coming out of that. If, you know, you definitely want your music out there some more, I recommend you get involved with this. Otherwise, you know, don't get mad if you're missing out. It's just that simple.
Some more chats. We're gonna take it back to an old cat. Speaking of people complaining and routinely something about Nicki Minaj, we're going to take it back to an old Young Money track. I'm hearing a bit. Yeah, get ready to hear that in a second. And then we also got, you know, a song by one of our most recent guests on the show, where she was definitely a treat to have on the show. Her attitude, her swag, everything about it was just great. And a lot of people felt that about her. Just when you're a real artist, people feel that, and they can feel your music, and they're going to feel your persona. You can't deny that. Imagine people can hate on you all day, but at the end of the day, it is what it is. Like, if you do good, people are going to show you love, man. And one thing I say is, though, going back to why I've made this point over and over and over and over again, just because you're thieving on a game does not mean they take it easy on you. Anything, you need to be, it's kind of the, it's kind of the whole thing, like, hey, I'm black, you got to show me some love, because just because I'm black, No, not necessarily that. You got to come, you got to step up with it. If that's going to be your excuse, then you're already 10 steps behind. So I recommend if you want to really do something in this game, you got to work hard at it. And don't try to, and don't wait for someone to hand it to you. Because trust me, I can tell you from experience, it's not going to be handed to you. And you got to fight hard for what you believe in. If you get at it, you really, you know, that you get at it and you're also fighting, that's a great combination. So it's a lot of that. You know, a lot of people say some of these people suck. But one thing you can say about them is their drive is impeccable. You can't take that away from them. And all day long, they fight for what they believe in. And what they believe in is putting that music out there to the masses and making a career out of it. So, like I said, some people you can hate on all day long, but heck, at least they're doing it up. They're going to drive, they're working hard for what they want. So we're going to play some back-to-back tracks. It's Young Money, Every Girl. Like I said, I'm going to take it back. And then my girl, Remy, the Franchise Spoil. And then we're right back on Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Teddy J. Let's go.
I like a long hair, thick red pound. Open up her legs to fillet mignon, that pussy. I'ma get in and on that pussy. If she let me in, I'ma own that pussy. Gon' throw it back and bust it open like you supposed to. Girl, I got that dope dick, now come here, let me dope you. You gon' be a dope fiend, your friend should call you dopey. Tell them keep my name out, they mouth, they don't know me. But you can't come and kill them shit. I fuck the whole group, baby, I'm a groupie. My sex game is stupid, my head is the dumbest. I promise I should be hooked on phonics, yeah. But anyway, I think you're bionic. And I don't think you're beautiful, I think you're beyond it. And I just wanna get behind it and watch you
back it up and dump it back it up.
Cause we like her, and we like her too. And we like her, and we like her too. Fit that ass in. Took a half an hour just to get that belt to fasten. All they wanna talk about is partying and fashion. Every single night I have a dream that I am smashing them all. Your money, man, this shit so timeless. And I'm in the mood to get faded, so please bring your finest. And what are all your names again? We drunk reminders. Are any of y'all into girls like I am? Let's be honest.
She wants me, cause I got it all.
Shawty,
tell me what you don't see.
I will fuck with all y'all, all of y'all are beautiful. I just can't pick one, so you can never say I'm choosing hoes. And Wayne say pussy, pussy, pussy. And we the alcohol seem to satisfy us all, damn. And every time I think of staying with her, she bring that friend around and make a nigga reconsider.
And we like her too. And we like her too.
So I gotta keep it real. I just wanna fuck every girl in the world. Every model, every singer, every actress, every diva, every house of ditty chick, every college girl, every teaser, stripper, and every desperate housewife that resemble Eva. My role model was Will. So marry one in the milk. It don't matter who you is, miss, you could get the business. These hoes is God's gift like Christmas. I like them caramel skin, long hair, thick ass. And I swear I'm feeling all of y'all. I'm scrolling down my call log and I'ma call all of y'all. My butter pecan, Puerto Rican. She screaming out poppy every time a nigga deep in. And I'm about to get my Bill Clinton on. And Hillary can ride him too. Boy, I get my pippin on.
We like her too.
Girl in the world, I wish I could fuck every girl in the world. I wish I could fuck every girl in the world.
Johnny, Miley Cyrus. I don't discriminate, no, not at all. Chick cat a midget, if that ass off, I break her off. I exchange V-cards with the retards and get behind the Christian like VR, cause he all Max Mizzou, maybe.
I could fuck every girl in the world.
Young Moolah, baby.
The business.
Yeah, man. It's your girl, Remedy the Franchise. Step on for you. Misunderstood on this track. Yeah.
Mama so bad, I'ma put that on ya. Putting out the black car, yeah, that's all her. She can be my shopaholic. How she do it, I can't call it. Cause she gets what she wants. She fly out anything she wants. She fly out, I ain't trying to front. Fly out, whatever she wants, she can have it all.
Won't last if they ain't got cash. Cause I need to know, I can throw it in the bag. Tell me no, I don't understand that. But I'm so spoiled, he called me a brat. But we know I can put my own weight. I just like to know I can get his cake. Every day is my birthday. I just wanna blow it out like my birthday. Coming on a trip with my Louis bag. Then I thought about it and put my Louis bag. When they got my bestie out the bag, just to mess my nails and a jacket on my bag. I'm so fresh, I got to buy it out. Look at my neck, I got to ice up. I show stop, so see what I'm about. Slugging like mine, just bring the cash up.
Mama's so bad, I'ma put that on ya. Putting out the black car, yeah, that's all her. She can be my shopaholic. How she do it, I can't call it. Cause she gets what she wants. She buy out anything she wants. She buy out, I ain't trying to front. Buy out whatever she wants, she can have it all.
Okay, I like to shop till I drop. But I never drop, so the street never stop. Feed for the boots and the heels, I'm a junkie. When it comes to rocking my truck, I go
dummy.
I know he loves me, yeah, I know he loves me. When he get that paper, he ain't hiding it from me. Want me to sparkle like a battle with that bubbly. See me on my way to come home looking lovely. Call him the hubby, I'm such a bouncer. He cover any extra cost if I got it up. It's no problem, I gotta work though. Cause if he ever come short, I'ma need both. Friday night and I just got dead. Hit it to the mall, just see what I see. New fits, I'm about to get lit. Try to hit Tim to get some new shit.
Mama so bad, I'ma put that on ya. Putting out the black car, yeah, that's all her. She can be my shopaholic. How she do it, I can't call it. Cause she gets what she wants. She fly out anything she wants. She fly out, I ain't trying to front. Fly out whatever she wants, she can have it all.
I want that,
I get what I want.
Oh.
I get what I want.
What the hell she staring at
me
for?
I get what I want.
She must not understand.
I get what I want.
Without a tantrum, had to foment them. If you really lost in, lady, just the anthem. My pretty girls, break down, get your hands up. Stay jacked up, I'ma need y'all to stand jacked.
Cause we get what we want. While these other chicks can't get what they want. Cause we get what we want. While these other chicks can't get what they want.
She gets what she wants. She buy out anything she wants. She buy out, I ain't trying to front. Buy out whatever she wants, she can have it. I'm so bad, I'ma put that on ya. Putting out the black car, yeah, that's all her. She can be my shopaholic. How she do it, I can't call it. Cause she buy out. She buy out.
Oh man, before I play this next track, man, I gotta definitely say I gotta send some love out. To my boy, DJ Smells So Good, a very good friend, very good close friend in the industry. Man, definitely got to send some love out to him that he just recently received some news that one of his family members has passed. So definitely, man, like, you got to send some love out to this dude, man. He's definitely been one of those people that was there from the beginning. You know, it's still there. They've been supporting me ever since day one of the show. And I definitely say just big ups to him, man. You know, it's a lot of people who aren't loyal, but this dude is like in the industry, but this is one of those people that proves that, hey, people can be loyal in this industry. And definitely say big ups to him all the way over. He's over there in Tampa holding it down. And I know he's going through some stuff right now, but hey, man, let's hope you bounce back from it and just keep doing your thing, man. But most of all, just wanted to say, send a shout out to your family. Just hope everything gets better, man. Just definitely, just know from here, Life at the Dust Live, and personally from your boy, Sadie J, just know that we got love for you, man. Got love for you. Man, this next track we're going to play, man, is about my boy, D.O.K. And this is like, definitely a very great song to follow up with right now. Like, this just really just calls out a lot of crazy stuff that goes on every day in the streets. Now, you know, it's talking about Funky Town. That's Fort Worth, Texas, for those of y'all that don't know what that is. it's something that you can relate to. Doesn't matter where you're at. Everyone can relate to this, can relate to how some of these issues are in their own town. So just vibe with it and just take some of those key elements that's in your city and just plug it in and can relate to it very well. Here we go. We'll play this and then we come back. Got a special guest come popping through the show to show some love and definitely help continue this going on. Let's go.
Yeah. Y'all know I gotta do one for Funky Town. And, you know, them Funky Town players, they appreciate a little old school beat, you know what I'm saying? I ain't saying I'm going to lay off the politics on this one, but you can ride and learn at the same time. Yeah. Yo. I was born and raised in Funky Town, and I'm proud of that. My parents met on 4th Street, off of Bell now. I was born in Harris Hospital in 72. So watch out, youngster, D.O.K. was here ahead of you. I remember Castlewood and Jamaica Way. I got memories that nobody can take away. When Town Center used to be Seminary South, I lived on Burton, where they used to break in every house. I lived on Virgil, South Hughes, Ava Court, Greenhouse. Jake's girls fought and played sports. I lived in Woodhaven, Rolling Hills, and Anniston. The South, the North, the West, Pilot, and the Rick. I remember when there wasn't no such thing as crap. And I'd give anything to help you youngsters witness that. I hope that we can rise above crippin' blood now. Respect your set, but can we get that Fort Worth love back?
I love my city, but sometimes my city lets me down. We pinching on each other, talking around. To tell the truth, Fort Worth players are the best around. So thought that helped you representing that Funky Town. I love my city, but sometimes my city lets me down. We pitching on each other, talking shit and busting.
Come on.
To tell the truth, Fort Worth players are the best around.
That's right.
So thought that helped you representing that Funky Town.
Now I'm not hating on Dallas, Ashtown, or GP, but players know about the funk. It ain't no mystery. It sickens me to see the fight amongst our clique. Remember when Five Deuce and Adland Smith, when Stop Six and Eastwood couldn't get along. So many in the pen, so many brothers gone. Who been tatted up for somebody that they lost? We must respect the dead because they paid the cost. The other side of town, they people dying too. So put your pistol down, man, they mama crying too. You want your son to have a daddy, but you murdered him. Do we stop to think how much we really hurt the kids? Hug your baby, we gotta teach them how to eye. Don't love your baby, that only teach them how to die. We gotta try to make it better, you wanna see us come together, put the F up in the air for me.
I love my city, but sometimes my city lets me down. We snitching on each other, talking shit and busting around. To tell the truth, what we're playing is all the best around. No cups of death if you represent in that funky town. I love my city, but sometimes my city lets me down. We snitching on each other, talking getting
round.
The
devil is
the best around. So
I'm
the
devil,
you representing that funky town.
Won't keep you long, but I gotta keep it strong, though. Life is more than change, real than strong, folks.
I ain't talking about no false hope. I'm talking about us not having to make a living off dope. I'm talking about a G-code, we all follow. My people should be heroes and top scholars. No matter if you got zero or top dollars, rolling in the bucket or I'm on that Impala. A little respect can go a long way. God bless the child, just like the song says. But we gotta have our own. And we won't until the hate we haven't found is gone. Let them know this is Fort Worth, Fort Worth. Let them know this is Fort Worth, Fort Worth. From Miller to Maine, from Highland Hill to Lake Worth. Just before this honor, there's nothing that ain't worth. That's why I love my city, but the time my city lets me down. We snitching on each other, talking, getting busting round. To tell the truth, Fort Worth players are the best around. Go up to hell if you representing that fucking town. I love my city, but sometimes my city lets me down. We snitching on each other, talking shit and rushing around. To tell the truth, what we're playing is all the best of frown. Go up the hell if you representing that funky town. I love my city, but sometimes my city lets me down. We snitching on each other, talking shit and rushing around. To tell the truth, what we're playing is all the best of frown. Go up the hell if you representing that funky town. I love my city, but sometimes my city lets me down. We snitching on each other, talking shit.
All right, welcome back, everybody, man. That was my boy D.O.K., and that was his track, that Funky Town. And like I said, man, it's one of those tracks that definitely, no matter where you're at, you can relate to it anywhere, wherever you're at. It's something that a lot of people go through, man. Like, really, at the end of the day, man, y'all got to just look out for each other, man. Like, a lot of people it's one thing to not let things, let wrongful things happen, but it's another thing to just sit there and not look out for your neighbor at all. Like, some people just feel like it's, I don't need to worry about this stuff because it's not my business. And if you're in that neighborhood, it is your business. So at the end of the day, there's no, what you don't do is going to be all your fault. So that's what it is. All right, man, we're going to go to the phone line because I got one of my buddies in the building right now. Shout out to my boy, good old Elevator Scott. What's up,
JDJ?
What's up,
was really
what's
good,
up?
Brother.
Not much, man. You coming
man,
through clear, bro.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I'm just, hanging out, man, over here in Baltimore, coming to see some family and stuff before I head back out to the West Coast for a little bit. And, just steadily grinding, bro, just working, man. You have to excuse the noise. I'm actually outside right now. So, I've got a lot of activity going on over here in Baltimore, bro. As you know, if you ever seen The Wire, it's always activity. But anyway, what's going on with you, bro?
Not much, man. Glad to have you, man. You always want to see one that has a lot of, that shows a lot of love to the show. You know, like everybody that doesn't know, man, like me and him, they're connecting with each other for pretty much almost as long as the show has been running. And, it's definitely been a very great journey having them. And, one of the things we got you on for today is, you launched a new venture to help artists, in which, that's the thing this dude is always doing. He's always helping artists some way, somehow. And you got a new venture called mixtapeseries.com. I wanted you to definitely tell everyone, kind of give everybody a quick bit about that and the plan to action and how that's working. Okay, hold up, wait a minute, I'm about to bring it back on in just a second. Crazy things going on, hold on. All right, good. All right, so like I said, we'll be chopping up mixtapeseries.com, so we'll be bringing back into here. This is definitely one of the things y'all definitely gear up know about, because like I said, we have that contest going on next week, and that is one of the things that is in line with it. So you definitely want to make sure you hear about this. All right, so here we go. We got back in the building. All right, we got you back, Scott. We got you. See, there we go. We should have made. Scott, we got you.
What's going on, Steady Man? Sorry about that. I'm having a little phone trouble.
No problem. No problem. Well, I wanted to do, man, contact everybody about mixtapeseries.com, man. Let everyone know what y'all doing over there with that project.
Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to reach.
InternationalHipHop.com.
Hello.
Let's try it now. Can you hear me, Elevator Scott?
Yeah, man, I can't hear you.
All right. I wanted you to share with everyone about mixtape series. Okay. All right, hold on. DJ PM is calling in, so let's bring him through. All right, what's up, DJ PM?
What's going on, man? How are you?
Not much, man. Glad to have you, man. It's been a hot minute. The last time we had you on the show was when Nick Hogan was on the show. He decided to get us real good. He prank called us to act like he was the situation.
Yeah, I remember that. That was a funny little situation going on.
Yes, that was like, wow, that was too much. I was like, this dude really messing with us. But anyways, man, definitely, you're in the building, man. You know, you've been doing a lot of stuff with Scott, man. And, you know, wanted you kind of first off share with everyone some of the projects you got coming up, because it's been a hot minute, so we got definitely catch back up, man. What's some of the projects that you and him got coming up?
Well, right now, I took over head of the West Coast media director and director of marketing for Source Magazine. So I'm out here doing that thing. And then me and Scott, I became VP of International Hip Hop. So me and him are really trying to expand the brand. Saying that, July 14th, I have a major event going on at USC's Galen Center with the LAPD for charity. Help these kids, inner city children, and big anti-bullying campaign that's going to, you know, it's got a lot of big artists signed on to it. You know, Kendrick Lamar. We've had E-40 calling about it. Trey Songz. Hello?
I just brought Scott in, too.
Oh, okay.
What's going down, man? Sorry about that, but I'm having some little connectivity issues over here. But, we're here, man.
All right, so
you there?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, go ahead. Tell us about your project.
Yeah, so we bring in Trey Songz. We have Fat Joe signed on. We got a ton of them this year. There's going to be NBA players playing in the basketball game as well. Baron Davis, Lionel Arquette. So, I mean, what we're really doing is we're having basketball games as a fundraiser to help these children along with the concert that day. So, I mean, that's going to be a real good event. Big celebrity appeal there. The game is actually playing in the game. The game being the rapper. I'm going to be getting video drops from these guys. They're going to be up on internationalhiphop.com. So me and Scott are definitely expanding the brand right now as far as that stuff is concerned. My emails are flooded, as I know his has. So, I mean, yeah, we're really looking forward to a lot going on, man. I just got signed on to Heavy Rotation, and artist rotation as a new DJ that they're taking on. And if anybody's not familiar with them, I mean, they're one of the biggest DJs in New York.
Yeah, let's talk about the Global Attack mixtapes, bro. You know, we only got a couple of minutes, man. I think that, you know, now that we brought DJ PM and things have really, with everything, has really been taken to the next level. I mean, as you guys know, he's a Bad Boy Records DJ, Armani Exchange DJ. So, you know, having somebody like that to really kind of mediate between the artists. Now, I'm more of the marketing backbone and things like that, but he's really kind of talking to everybody directly, and things have been really going a lot smoother with, you know, him kind of being able to bring his experience with dealing with artists into our campaign. But, you know, I mean, what do you got for us, bro? I mean, you got some questions or what? What's going on over here?
Oh yeah, as far as, you know, as far as some other stuff, man, since this is Dust Music Month, you know, and you and definitely I get some feedback from you guys, and well, first I'm gonna go to DJ PM. Like in all month long, man, artists and I mean DJs have been going in letting artists know the real deal about the industry, man. Like as far as like some of your pet peeves with artists as far as submitting their music or some of the music that you hear. Like, what's some of your pet peeves about the industry?
Well, I'm sorry, man. There was way too much background noise. I could barely make out anything you just said. Say it again.
I'm saying as far as, like, with the industry right now, what's some of your pet peeves as far as the artists submitting their music to you and whatnot?
I mean, I think artists need to stop. I think that artists need to start being more original. I think that a lot of artists, especially from what I'm hearing with these mixtapes and just being in music in general, I think they're trying to bite off a lot of people's style right now. And everybody needs to realize everybody has their own unique style for a reason. I mean, you know, if there's a Drake out and you're sounding like Drake, you're not going to get signed because you sound like Drake, because there's already a Drake. So, I mean, I can't tell you how many people I get talking about, oh, I want to sound like Tyga. I want to sound like, stop sounding like anybody. Sound like yourself. That's what gets you signed. Talent is being your own person. It's not being a copycat of somebody else that's already out. So, I mean, I think a lot of people need to come out with a new style, a new flow. Like, a lot of people stay away from lyricism because they think it's a dead breed. You know, they think the Mobb Deep days, the Nas days are over, but they're not. There's plenty of people out there that are still willing to listen to that type of music, and that type of music is more impressive to me. I mean, you could sit there and spit punchline after punchline, but, I mean, if you're talking about something real, something true, that means a lot more to me than spitting about things that don't pertain to you, like people that are coming up talking about their Lamborghini. You don't have a Lamborghini. So why are you talking about a Lamborghini? Talk about things that mean something to you. That's what's going to get attention. That's what's going to get you respect and buzz and street credit. Everybody doesn't realize street credit means a lot. Like, if you don't have street credit, I don't care how good you are, people are not going to show you love. So, I mean, staying true to people's true selves and who they really are in their music, through their music. Music is an expression of self. If you're not expressing yourself, people aren't getting your message. So I think that people really need to start doing that. And I think, you know, that's going to improve the quality of music we're hearing as a whole.
Exactly. And like you said, man, it's something that it has to come to a stop because, I mean, there's been an interview where James Brown and Michael Jackson where they talk about, where he's sitting next to Michael Jackson. He's talking about when Michael Jackson first started, he learned a couple of things from James Brown. Some of the way his moves are, they were inspired by James Brown, but then he took that little inspiration and did his own thing. And that's what you're trying to say. You're not saying don't be inspired by Drake. You're just saying stop trying to do exactly what Drake does. That does annoy the hell out of me.
I mean, inspiration is fine, man, but, I mean, as far as, you know, borrowing lines, borrowing a flow, like, you can't do that. You know what I mean? I mean, inspiration, I've been inspired by many people. I'm inspired by DJ AM in particular. That was like my idol. Do I sound exactly like him? Do I take his mixes? No. I mean, you know, I might touch on some things here and there that people will see as familiar to him because that's a respect thing. Whenever I do it, I will shout that out and say, shout out to my man DJ AM on that. Like, I'll never try to claim that as my own or, you know, and people will respect that. You know what I mean? You know, it's just like citing a bibliography in an essay. I mean, if you're going to steal a line, give the guy credit. You know what I mean? Like, and I think more and more as we see artists trying to come out, I feel like they're having a hard time finding their voice, finding their flow, finding their expression. And I think they're trying to bite off of other people's styles because of that and think it's going to give them their own style, but it's really not. I mean, you know, you're actually setting yourself back. So being inspired by somebody's fine, but you can take that inspiration, turn it into your own, and actually send the message you want to send out.
Exactly, man. And like I said, I think that's, I mean, artists definitely listening. All the artists are listening. You definitely, especially you starting out, you need to take that to heed, because you might think that, hey, DJ PM just ragging on you, but I guarantee you that pretty much close to 95% of the people that's in this industry think the exact same way. We are tired of people just sending us, hey, I'm just in the same old, same old. And at the end of the day, like you said, man, the people that get big are the people that come out with their own individual sound. I mean, even look at Soulja Boy. I mean, he doesn't necessarily have the best songs, you know, but the fact that he came in it acting like himself, people respected that. So as crazy as that sounds, Soulja Boy came in on his own original thought process on how he was going to come into the industry.
Man, you could say that for so many artists. I mean, there wasn't a Drake before Drake came out. All right, like, look at, I mean, all right, you want to really take it there, we'll take it to Justin Bieber. Like, Justin Bieber's trying to be a rapper now. Guarantee you it goes off. And the reason why it's going to go off is because, I mean, A, obviously it helps he has a name already. But, I mean, even beyond that, like, he's coming with something different. You know what I'm saying? He's coming with something different. He's not coming with the same old, talking about the same old thing, talking about, you know, chains and, you know, poles and girls and strip clubs and throwing money around and cars. Like, that stuff is played, man. Like, stop talking about that. Everybody talks about that. The industry is so bored of that, you know, and you can go on power106.com. You can go on hot97.com and look at their Twitter feed and look at people replying about, yo, man, we're sick of hearing, you know, the same old music, the same old songs. Play something different. Play something fresh. Play a new style. The problem is there is no new style. So if you can invent a new style, congratulations. You probably just got signed.
Now, right now, another good question, because this bugs me, man. Like, I'll weave you out real quick on this stuff here. And I don't know about other people, but this bugs me. Twitter. How some of you approach you on Twitter. Like, what's your thought process on that? Like, I know, especially since, like you said, the people you're working with, you got to deal with it 10 times more than I got to. And, you know, you just get random people that sit, they don't even try to hold a conversation with you and say, hey, hi, I'm what's called. Yeah, okay, break that down for you. They just throw your music in, they just throw their music in your face and don't even introduce themselves. Like, how do you feel about that? Because that shit right there drives me nuts.
I mean, honestly, man, all I can tell people is it's a waste of time, okay? You throw music on my Twitter, I can't tell you how many times people throw music on my Facebook. Like, oh, check this out. The first thing I'm going to do is delete it. First of all, like, that's called unsolicited material. Like, if you don't personally know someone, don't just drop your track on their Facebook and their Twitter, because you're just going to piss them off. You're probably going to get blocked or marked as spam anyway. And honestly, like, you're not doing anything for yourself. Unless you're so amazing that you really think that this person's about to listen to your track and make it his business to get back in touch with you, which that's a 99.999% chance that is not the case, because not saying that the music isn't that good, it's just saying that these people get, and myself included, you included, I'm sure, get 1,000 songs to their email, to their Facebook, to their Twitter, whatever social network you want to say, LinkedIn, they get 1,000 tracks a day. We don't have time to sit there and go through everything. You're much better off sending a personalized email like, hey, man, look, and be honest. You know, I haven't been getting anywhere with this music, and I've really been putting my heart into this, and I'd really like you to take a listen. You know, like, I can't tell you that, you know, some people, the record execs, I'm not telling you Jimmy Iovine's about to sit there and be like, oh, you know what, I feel for this kid, let's sign him. But, you know, you're going to get certain people like myself that might be like, oh, hey, you know what, I need this kid to listen. Maybe he's got gold sitting here and nobody gave him a shot. Let me listen to it. So, boom, now I'll listen to it. Because you're actually treating me like a human being, not a marketing tool. Like, you need to understand, no matter who is who in the music industry, people lose themselves, people forget who they are, whatever. There's still certain people or entities in this music industry that keep on who they are, and they keep who they personally are themselves in themselves, and that's gonna come out eventually. And when you're sending your music in, you know, take advantage of that. Don't just use it as a marketing tool, because then that person's feeling like you're using them and their name to piggyback your marketing, which just isn't cool. So, I mean, in saying that, I think it's a waste of time, man. Like, if you want to send an email, you want to get in touch with somebody, make it your business to get in touch with somebody. You know, Scott knows, you know, Scott came from ground up. I came from ground up. I started in the back room of a club, you know. Now I'm worldwide tour DJ. It just absolutely depends on how much conviction you have and how much you're willing to work and how much you're willing to plug away. People take a single defeat as a final defeat. It's not. It's a single defeat. Get back up. Get back on your bicycle. If you can't get back on your bicycle, go find a new profession, because the music industry is definitely not for you.
Right. It's all about timing, too. It's all about it, because I've had this before. You DJing, and then some artist walks up to you and goes, hey, can you play my song next? Like, dude, like, it's, like, you come, like, best time, if you're an artist, you're serious, you're real serious making your song play, be one of those artists that show up early to the club and come talk to me then, because when I'm, like, in the zone, and especially when it's late part, it's a later part of the set, that's the wrong time to come send me music to ask me to try to play it, because I already got my mind, oh, I'm reading the crowd, I know exactly how I'm going to do it. Unless, like you said, unless it's like, oh, my God, like, it's gold, don't even try it. And sometimes even if it's gold, it's the fact that it's your timing, I'll never know, because you came at me the wrong way.
Exactly, man. And I mean, I personally released records for Interscope. Okay, I worked for Interscope on Club Interscope to release their new records at clubs when I spin. I can't even tell you how many times, even in that situation, they'll come up to me, boom, yo, can you get this on? And I'm like, I'll fit it in because you're Interscope, but can you please email me them earlier? Get in touch with me early in the night. Don't come up to me main set, 1 o'clock in the morning. Yo, can you work this in? Like, I already got my train of thought. I know where I'm going with the night already. Putting your mix in at that point is not working for me. So, like, if you're trying to do that, get the music out there. Get the music some buzz. No DJ in the world is going to drop something that nobody's ever heard of because it kills our crowd. All right? And saying that, again, don't waste anyone's time, even as far as global mixtapes is concerned. Okay? You know how many times I'll talk to people with this? Oh, I'm all about it. I take time out of my busy schedule to send them emails, send them invoices, you know, get them signed up for this to help them, something that me and Scott made very affordable for these people to help their careers, and they're wasting my time. You know, I'll have, you know, we'll get started on the campaign tomorrow. Tomorrow comes, a week later comes, 2 weeks later comes, and I still don't have the material I need to do my job for them. And it's like, at that point, you're wasting my time. Same thing with DJing. Don't waste my time. Don't waste anyone's time in this industry. Everybody's time is valuable. And the only thing you're doing by doing that is you're turning the person off to you. So, I mean, if you're serious about what you want to do, you're serious about your music, be serious about it and be upfront and honest about it. You're much better off telling the DJ, look, if you can get this on for me, I'd really appreciate it. If not, no problem. Take a listen at home. Get at me. Maybe you can get it in your next set. You know, I'll go up to him, yo, fam, you can put this on. Like, nobody's going to respond to that. Like, you know, treat everybody like a human being and with respect, and you're going to get much further. Same thing goes for the mixtapes. You know, if people want to get started in a week, if it's not the right timing, be honest. Tell us. Listen, you guys caught me at a bad time. You know, can we talk next week? Let's talk about it more next week. You'll get a much better reaction than, you know, BSing your way through everything and, you know, trying to front and try, you know, nobody's going to respond to that, and what you're going to end up doing is you're burning bridges. So my biggest thing is, to these artists and whoever's upcoming in the music industry, listen, be honest, be yourself, you know, send your own message, and more than anything, treat people with respect and approach them correctly and respect their time and respect their effort that they've put in to get to the point where they are, because everybody started exactly where you are. So, you know, nobody was born into this, or unless you're born into this, rather, nobody was just, you know, handed a microphone or handed a set of turntables and a huge crowd and said, oh, yeah, rock out, man, do your best. Like, everybody earned where they're at, and the more respect you show for that, the more conviction you're going to have to that person, and the more they're going to be likely to actually take 5 minutes and listen to your material.
Exactly. Well, man, shoot, as we get ready, I'm trying to close, man. I just want to thank you for popping your head in, because, like, this month, like I said, from show number one this month and on to today, and you just continue on, people are understanding that, hey, we're gonna keep it real all month long, and we're going to let you know, though, a lot of people have been, I mean, what am I doing wrong, or if I'm getting ready to get started, what can I do? I need some advice before I even get started. We're going to be telling you this stuff all month long. Different people want to have different stuff to say about different topics. And we're going to let you know. That's the whole point. Like, I'm not going to sugarcoat, because at the end of the day, if y'all want to, in order for y'all to succeed, somebody has to be real of y'all. Or all this sugarcoating that's going on, it's just not going to get you anywhere. The sugarcoating is this. I don't work in a candy factory. I'm not Willy Wonka. I'm not here to sugarcoat y'all.
Exactly, man. Listen, the best thing to be is real and not sugarcoat and be 100% honest. And, you know, man, like, in saying all that, listen, if you're out there, you're listening, you're serious about your music, man, log on to internationalhiphop.com, log on to mixtapeseries.com, submit your music. If you're serious, we like your music's good, you know, you're going to get a call back if your material is there. And then, man, just be prepared when you submit that music to be ready to move. And then from there, I mean, our brand is really expanding. We're really getting big. We're getting a lot of celebrities on board now. I'm on board now. I mean, we're really taking it to the next level. So jump on the opportunity while you can, because, you know, eventually as these companies grow and grow and grow, it gets harder and harder to get an opportunity like this. So, you know, you guys got an opportunity sitting in front of you. Take advantage of it. And, you know, man, just anything you guys need as far as artists are concerned, or, you know, you need advice, something like that, you know, hit me on Twitter. Don't be shy, you know, twitter.com/realdjpm, you know, regular, just real DJPM. Very easy. And just listen, man, just be real with me. Approach me right and, you know, let's make something happen. I'm always down to help, and I'm always, you know, very down-to-earth person. So, you know, that's all I can tell these artists, man. Keep plugging away and keep pushing, because eventually you'll get to where you want to get.
Exactly, man. Yet again, man, I appreciate you for coming through. Just a reminder for everyone, if you miss any parts of the show, definitely check it out at blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. You can even go to iTunes, type in Life After Dusk Live, and look for today's show. And like I said, we're not holding back, man. We're gonna keep it real with you as much as possible, man. Like, you know, these people that come through the show, they come through for a reason. They want to see people get better. We're not just getting on y'all just to be doing it. We want to see y'all grow in this industry, or you're just going to be wasting our time. So that's what it is, what it is. Yet again, man, I want to thank Elevator Scott for popping through, too. No, he was having some technical difficulties, but, hey, I appreciate him for coming through and, of course, linking you with us, man. Definitely a great look.
For sure, man. Anytime, man. You know you can always hit me.
All right, y'all. Yeah, I know what it is, man. Rolling out. Remember, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or where there's a DJ PM, or where there's an Elevator Scott, or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned in to an episode of Life at Dusk Live. Your boy, Sadie J. In the words of Chris Brown, this is...
I'd like to say.